Embikweni awethule izolo uhulumende weZimbabwe uveze ongajabuli kwakhe ngenyathela elithethwe ngumongameli Joe Biden wele malika lokuqinisa isijeziso kumongameli Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga labanye babo abakuzanu PF lamankampani adlelana labo. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi imelika kumele iveze ubufakazi bokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu ngumnangagwa kanye lemsebenzi yenkohlakalo aphatheke kiyo. Umphathi ntambo obona ukukhitshwa kwembiko udokotela Jane Van Musere uthi
the government of Zimbabwe condemns the perpetuation of the heinous sanctions against Zimbabwe and their intended effects to decimate our economy.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe kavumelani lokuqhubeka kufakwa izijeziso zenotho ezilimaza umnotho wethu. Ngokunjalo asijabuleli ukukhitshwa kwabanye kuluhlu lwezijeziso zenotho.
Uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden wethesa umnangagwa labanye bakhe umlando wokwephula amalungelo oluntu kanye lokuphatheka kwenkohlakalo. Noma nje leZimbabwe lona likhala ngokuthi akuphathisi kakhulu kwesula ingxenye yesizwe zenotho, umongameli Hakainde Hichilema wakele Zambia kanye lomongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi wakele Botswana bamukele ukwesula kwesizwe zenotho. UMasisi uthi inyathela leli liyathembisa.
But it's really encouraging that finally some of our calls are being responded to.
Kuyathembisa kakhulu yikho akade sikukhalela. Asikhuthaza elemelika kanye leZimbabwe ukuthi sihlale etafuleni ukuze kuyesulwe izijeziso zenotho ngokupheleleyo.
Kodwa ucubungula ezombusazo umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi elemelika alingeke livume ukukhulumisana leZimbabwe uma kulokunye ungafezwa ngaphambi kokwesula kwezijeziso zenotho zonke.
Angiboni ukuthi iAmelika izalalela lokho okukhunywa yiZimbabwe ngoba vele laba abaseleyo abaveli abasuze baxolelwe uhulumende wethu engikaguqulu izenzo zakhe.
Ihofisi yeMelika ebona indaba zeAfrika ibambe umhlangano webulenjini namuhla lapho egcizelele ukuthi kayisoze yekethise phezu kwesijeziso zenotho eZimbabwe noma nje abanye sebephume kulolu luhlu. Omele umsekeli kamabhalani kundaba zeAfrika uhulumende weMelika umnumzana David Gainer uthi balokhe bekhathazekile ngesimo esikhona eZimbabwe.
Our policy towards Zimbabwe has not changed, but our sanction tools have. We continue to have serious concerns about human rights abuses and corruption.
Indlela esiphatha ngayo udaba lweZimbabwe alukantshintshi, kodwa indlela esiphatha ngayo izijeziso zenotho isintshintshile. Siqhubeka sikhathazeka ngokungahlonitshwa kwelungelo loluntu kanye lenkohlakalo.
Uhulumende kaBiden uthi izijeziso ezintsha ezigcinileyo zifakelwa labo abephula ilungelo loluntu njalo abaphatheka kunkohlakalo yeZimbabwe. Ekwesuleni izijeziso zenotho ezintsha lezi, usebenzise imithetho yabomongameli yethula mnyaka yonke eyama-executive orders. UBiden ufake ezinye njalo izijeziso zenotho eziphansi kohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngemali lempahla kwamanye amazwe ule-Office of Foreign Affairs Assets Control. Izijeziso lezi zingaphansi kohlelo lwe-Global Magnitsky Program olusekelwa lidale le-Congress. Abafakelwe izijeziso lezi ezintsha ababikwa besephula ilungelo loluntu njalo besebenzisa inkohlakali bagoqela uMnangagwa, umkakhe unkosikazi Auxillia Mnangagwa, umsekeli kamongameli uRetired General Constantine Chiwenga, labanye abakubandla leZanu PF kanye lamankampani ambalwa. Ngingumqondisi Dubo wendaba ze Studio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.